why when Ray was like, oh, we abandoned Kanye, I'm like,
Who's what?
Remember last week when Ray was like, oh, we kind of abandoned Kanye.
And I was abandoned like, Kanye? We didn't abandon Kanye.
I was like, Kanye abandoned us. What are you talking about?
He surely fucking did. Like, he really did.
All right, ready?
This is Shannon.
This is Kamadi.
And welcome to Drinking with Blurs.
Where we want the old Kanye back. The Kanye that said George Bush don't care about black people. The Kanye that was from Chicago, that wasn't all up in this whatever mess. Like, up in Trump's ass. Kanye.
I mean,
that's the Kanye. Like, y'all, we're recording on a Wednesday. So this is live and in color for...
Yeah,
like literally this is happening in real time.
Like it happened like what? Right now.
Like right so now. When you hear this on Monday,
yeah,
it'll be like old news. But it's like
I don't know.
Monday is kinda like a waste.
Well, I mean news moves so fast sometimes.
But yeah, if you've been living under a rock, you should have heard it by now by Monday. Mm-hmm. But Kanye has recently come back to Twitter and he was started off soft, right? He was hearing some inspirational shit.
I'm okay. You got music coming out soon.
Right? Like, inspiration, like, live your life and all this other stuff. Then last week, after we recorded that episode with Ray, he shared something about Trump, and I was like, see? This week, on today, I don't even know how it started, but I'm gonna just go through, like understanding trying some of these tweets he's been tweeting out all day. So you want to get... Basically... He's been like a pro-Trump supporter.
The thing is, didn't he say that before? I'm pretty sure he said that before, though.
Yeah, he went after the election to meet Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a big thing. And then after that, he like disappeared. And said he was going to run in 2020 or some foolishness. But now he's just like the alt-right and 45 supporters, black darling.
Yeah, he's the token. They found the perfect token.
And it's funny because when he would have said George Bush don't care about black people, they would have hated him. Because look, the white people that supported George Bush got rid of the Dixie Chicks. You remember this?
The Dixie Chicks? No.
They were like a country group.
I remember the group, but...
They criticized Bush during the war, and like white people canceled them.
White people canceling other white people?
It was like one of the first major cancelings by white people. In the 21st century.
Mm.
So they were like, when Kanye said this, they were up in arms like, nah, nah, nah. Now they all up on Kanye's, like, now they all up on Kanye, like, oh, Kanye is a three-tank thinker. Kim Kardashian is chiming in. Chance needs to stop. He probably has said more by Monday, but he needs to not say anything else.
Yeah.
Because he chimed in talking about, like, black people don't have to be Democrats. And yes, that's true. But if you're saying that in response to what Kanye's been saying, how people have been criticizing, not even criticizing, legitimately disproving what he's saying, because 45 does not care about black people.
So, like, what did Chance exactly say?
He said exactly that. Like, black people do not have to be Democrats. But in my opinion...
But I mean, it could be something broad. I mean, it could be in response to Kanye, but... I don't think it's, like, in support. It's just saying, like, you know, he don't have to be a Democrat. Like, you can be independent.
You don't. But I think in terms of saying it in the context of what Kanye's saying and knowing that Chance respects Kanye so much,
because
they're both from Chicago, it's kind of like, like, you didn't really have to chime in now.
I think he's just like, you know what? You know what? You do you over there. If that's what you want, that's okay. I think that's maybe the mindset he's coming from.
And then Kanye tweets like, "Dude, this look like a sunken place." Did you see this?
Yeah,
like his all white, like, no furnished house.
It does actually.
Jordan Peele was like, "Oh, gets inspired. Need to start writing. Get out too."
Right.
And I don't know. It's just been this thing. I, for one, have been off the Kanye way for a while. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it was.
I check in every once in a while, hear, you know, some music. I don't know what fall back some more. He just be tripping.
Yeah, but, like, after, like, the 45 bits of 2 years, almost 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, no. This is it. The last thing I listened to him, I didn't even listen to the whole album, Life of Pablo.
Yeah, me neither.
I listened to that one Tiana Taylor song where she danced.
I listened to, like, 3 songs, but that's really about it.
I don't even know what. Oh my gosh, I just don't know. And one theory is that he's doing this because the album's coming out, which is valid and also very dangerous because mm-hmm. people's lives are at risk. John Legend was on Twitter and he tweeted, I'm gonna read out his tweets in my sober voice. Far too many people don't have the luxury of closing their ears and eyes and ears. They feel it is their lives and can't act like what they see and know doesn't exist. They know their family was destroyed by deportation or incarceration. They know their loved one was denied safe harbor because of their religion. They know their son or daughter was shot because their skin color evoked fear. They see the statistics about Black applications for real estate or loans or employment being turned away because their name was Jamal or not James.
Do you know any white people named James?
No. I love that great, brilliant artists have the power to imagine a better future, but artists can't be blind to the truth. So this is like a great, smart, nice subtweet. Mm-hmm. And then someone like under him tweeted a gif of Beyonce during the Save My Name video saying, say his name. Because it's like obvious Kanye is mm-hmm. just not, like, no.
I mean, I don't know. He's always just been ridiculous. He's always been ridiculous. It's just that, like, I don't know if it's the sunken place that the Kardashians host to where, like, they just don't come back. I don't know. Like, and now, mind you, I'm coming out of work. I don't know what the hell is going on. I go on Facebook and I see, like, Kanye with the Make America Great Again hat, and I'm like, I thought it was photoshopped. So, like, when I really saw, like, the actual picture of him wearing it, I'm like, wait a minute. And, like, didn't he get it signed or some shit like
yes,
that?
Yes, he got it. Like, that is, like, commitment.
I said, yeah, I think we lost him, guys.
It's not even, like, he officially gone. Like, gone. Like, they have done, like, the procedure. I gotta stop looking at my phone. They have done the procedure and replaced his brain. He is in the sunken place through mm-hmm. and through. Like, I just don't know. Like,
and then Kim Kardashian was like defending her man.
Like, oh my gosh, people can have free thought. Like, shut up.
I understand all that, but you're Kim Kardashian, so a lot of things just become invalid. But, I mean, I understood where she was coming from. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. But you're Kim Kardashian.
He's still wrong.
Yeah, like, you're Kim Kardashian and he's Kanye West. So it's just
I need Chance can't survive this.
No, I think he should just be quiet.
Kanye will still have, like, ride or die stands after this.
I mean, should I peep at that damn new album? I ain't not going to lie. I'll
it's like when Beyonce, like Ray said last week, Beyonce wasn't out here singing for Black people. People were still checking for her. So it's kind of like that. You have your faves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
All your faves go through something, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to stand for Yara Shahidi.
To the extreme.
Yeah, I don't. He was just. Yeah, I don't know. I want the old Kanye back.
True.
Someone was like, after 808s and Heartbreak, they were done with them.
Yeah. That's where things just kind of, like, went downhill.
Like, my Dark Twisted Fantasy, I don't even remember what song it is, but there was one song on there I liked.
Oh, that was a good... I like that album.
Yeah. But yeah, all the other ones, I can't tell you the other album names. Mm. Yeezus. I don't even know. But if any of y'all... If Kanye ever hears this, when he's like, I don't know, please come back. Come back to the light. Do not stay in the sunken place.
I think he thinks that shit is a whole joke, but, like, we're kind of serious.
No, like, legit. like this is not funny.
Like, he's really taking this as a joke. Like, no. Bro.
Like, J. Cole's false prophets was real. Because it's like, oh yeah, I want the old Kanye back. Like, that's the Kanye. I remember, it was like a telethon. I remember that, like, George Bush don't care about black people definitive. Yeah. Like, that's the truth. During Katrina, people were like, well, he spoke the truth. Kanye's the real deal. And people were like, oh, da 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 da. Now those same people are out here, like, standing for him. They don't even know one of his songs. Can't say the first single he released ever.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Don't know the lyrics to All Falls Down. Nothing.
I'm, like, reading these comments.
On which tweet? There's, like...
On the, on Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed.
What? Okay. I can understand, like, a need to critique Obama for...
This is so perfect. This said, he tripping. He been in Chicago his whole life and has done nothing for Chicago. I said, name his daughter Chicago. I'm like,
wait,
well.
Wait, is his daughter's name Chicago?
Yeah. Chicago West.
Which daughter are we talking about? I think, is this a surrogate one?
I think everybody after Northwest.
I don't know. There's like Saint is the second one, right?
Saint and then Chicago West.
Lord.
Hold on, let me make sure, because I'm pretty sure Chicago was.
Yeah, we like, yep, this is like baby happening Chicago. In real time, so we like on our phones, like looking at this stuff.
Mm-hmm, baby Chicago.
But, oh my gosh. This is like, he's gone. Like, there's just nothing.
Someone said, you've been richer longer than Obama's been president. What have you done to make it change? Exactly. What have you done, Mr. Kardashian?
Oh my gosh.
Someone said Chance is canceled too.
Yeah, no, that's like, because, oh my gosh. Chance should have just not said anything. If he even put like the eyes emoji, he would have been like, people would be like, what are you talking about?
For real.
Because people know he's close to Kanye.
Yeah, but what has he done for Chicago?
Chance?
No, not Chance. Chicago? I know what Chance does.
Chance has done more.
Chance has definitely done a lot.
So I feel like that will cushion him a little bit. Kanye was about getting money, though.
He about getting money and living his life in L.A. Right. With all the white bitches. The same ones he was just singing about before.
Before he got super famous.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said all these off niggas about to be. Like it's such a weird. Oh, I'm looking. This is about to be weird as hell.
Yeah, everybody.
False. Jaden Smith tweeted false idols.
Wait, what?
Yes, Jaden Smith tweeted false idols through. Well, a what?
So wait.
You know what he talking about?
I'm just saying. Like, see, I'm not the only one wondering. This shouldn't even be a question. You know this.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm shifting my hopes to Blue Ivy. She won't let us down. I'm not sure what's happening with everyone else these past few days.
Yo, Kanye West kind of been wilding on Twitter. Like, he talking about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
Yo, Kanye's attempt to appeal to Trump crowd resulted in them misspelling his name so many times. It's actually trending. So, wait, look at this. I can't. They spell Kanye Kayne.
Bruh. That is actually.
And we're supposed to be talking about 90s nostalgia since we didn't get to it the last episode. Mm-hmm. But this Kanye thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kaepernick, though. He got like this award from Amnesty International.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also there was a leaked recording of the NFL owners basically saying like they didn't want their players to like protest and not answering any questions about why Kaepernick wasn't hired.
Mm.
So that was leaked this week. The New York Times released that sort of, and The Root kind of talked about it. So like black people have been saying from the beginning, he's been blackballed.
Yeah.
There was like one owner telling people like, oh, just whatever, move on. Another one was like, let's march on Washington holding hands with the owners. I'm like, what? Hire him.
No.
Azalea. It's like, this is ridiculous. I'm scared to like read all these tweets because this will take us off. Mm-hmm. And this will have to be like a separate episode.
Yeah. What is Azalea saying?
Azalea with the T again. Kanye will never run in the race of popular opinion. Oh, Lord.
No. Here's the thing. We all know she has a little screw loose, Azalea Banks. Yeah. But she be speaking facts on the low.
All right. So let me read this. Kanye will never run in the race of popular opinion. And we know that. And we know that. And that's why I love him and respect him. And a few years where someone else says the same thing, but they aren't labeled the way he is. And you will, this is a word salad, we'll all praise him. Kanye is years ahead of his time. No. I know you like her.
I do.
No. No.
I'm just saying.
I am not convinced.
Look, people wasn't fucking all black power before now.
That's true.
It, like, ever since Trayvon Martin, then you see more black pride. But before that, I wasn't really seeing that. That's often true. That's very true.
Well, actually, social media, 2012 was when Trayvon Martin was shot. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, when social media was entering, like, puberty. So people, like, people had Facebook and, like, Twitter. But, like, it wasn't really anything political, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They were, like, political things that would happen. And, like, people still, like, really relying on print journalism to get their mm-hmm. points across. People would be tweeting, like, I'm eating this. But, like, then when people started live, like, that's also when Scandal came out. Mm-hmm. So people started live tweeting shows because Scandal changed the game about that. People, like, I said that last week, but people don't know about that. Like, Scandal was the first live tweetable show.
This is something I feel like I should mention. I was reading an article on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard that.
Apu?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're saying that he would step down if necessary, if you know, because it's defined the character right. to be offensive. But people were saying like, well, this has been offensive for so many years, like why now?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I understand that. So it's just like, you know, times change mm-hmm. to where people is just sensitive and then they're not taking any type of insults. But I think that's just kind of reminds me of that, like, you know, Kanye West might say it now, people might not like it, but there's people that's going to support it.
I think this needs to be a separate episode and we do to record the 90s one afterwards because I think there's a separation between having a free opinion mm-hmm. and supporting someone who has actively, for the last, like, when was Obama reelected? Like, 7 years, 8 years? Like, tried to target, not even 8 years, because he started way ahead with, like, the Central Park Five. Tried to destroy black and brown people mm-hmm. and people that weren't like him, rich white men. Mm-hmm. So, Central Park Five, like, I knew of Trump, but there was, like, a documentary on the Central Park Five. Then when I saw it, I was like, oh, he is really Satan. Like, because he took out a full ad in the New York Times, and that cost money.
Oh, man.
Money that he has as a billionaire that he inherited from his parents. And was like, these people need, New York needs to reinstate the death penalty. So these five black and, like, Latino kids, mm-hmm. boys, can be executed. Just for this one crime that they didn't do.
Bruh.
And they end up sitting in jail for years. And he, to this day, he hasn't, like, recounted that.
Well, Trump is a trash-ass person.
But that, so, yes, I think a lot of people can agree with that. But the fact, for me, is that Kanye co-signs. He might not officially co-signs. But in his endorsement of Make America Great Again, taking pictures with Trump and doing all this stuff, he's co-signing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, like, look at me. Mm-hmm. Look at what we're doing and look at how, da, da, da. And whether it's for an album or some publicity to, like, get some controversy, that's mm-hmm. still, like, wrong. I would have rather him, like, like release a sex tape or something. Something else than do this. Because then it's like, oh, Kanye being Kanye. Instead of like Kanye like supporting someone that's actively trying to destroy us. Because even when Kanye, and you said this off in the off before we started recording, uh-huh. even when Kanye's saying Obama hasn't done anything for black people, like for Chicago, mm-hmm. like Obama did so much that Trump is at least enough for Trump to try to reverse everything well, that Obama
Trump's
did.
Whole, what, how long he's been in office? Damn. All he's been doing is reversing everything Obama did. So what are you saying Obama didn't do anything? He does something for him to be reversing everything he done.
He hasn't done anything specifically for Chicago.
Who?
No, that's what...
Like, oh, Obama? Well, yeah, shit, Kanye ain't doing shit for Chicago neither.
So... Jeez, I gotta come off my phone. There's like... It's like... So, when y'all hearing this, even... We might have to, like, release this later, like, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But when y'all hearing this, just know this is live. Yeah. We were supposed to talk about 90s.
Like, no, this could be like a bonus.
For this week?
Yeah.
And then 90s is next week.
Like, come get... But like, God, come get your mans. Come get your mans. He's just bugging right now.
Yeah. It's strike, just...
Strike something into him. Let him realize. Like, yeah, I'm tripping.
Yeah, I don't know. It's ridiculous. And it sucks because I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
And I think this is a thing... Like for previous episodes when we talk about everyone's problematic, this is like the threshold where you cross over.
Like he's like, he went from like not much of a problem to a problem to problematic to okay, this is like top problematic. Like he's not even learning this anything. This is toxic. Like yes.
This is like unhelpful and dangerous. And
this is bad.
People can die. And that sounds dramatic saying it, but like
It could be
policies that 45 can enact can cause people to die.
Like
people
I'm doing my project on immigration and like I'm like, all right, let me put Trump in here somewhere because you know he definitely made that a key point when he was running about immigration. So like when I was reading these policies, I'm like, oh my God, he's really out here to kill people. And like even like, when I was reading through the policies, it was saying, like, even if they were allowed to come into the country, they're, like, they wouldn't be provided any type of government help. The jobs is already going to go to the Americans. That's what it's saying. So, they're just going to starve and die and not be able to make money. Because now you can't really work under the under the table because you're after that shit, too.
Right.
So, it's just like, well, damn, like, there's no opportunity here. It's just... Go somewhere else, I guess.
And it's really this interesting discussion of like how disconnected some celebrities are from us.
Yeah, because they have so much money, they ain't worried about bills.
Because honestly, if like, and this would be like the thing, if Beyonce came out, like she would, I don't think she would ever do it.
Do what?
Like, as a 45 supporter? Because, like, they're rich.
Oh, no. She would never do that.
That would be, like,
she would
her
never.
Entire base. Like, black.
You know how thrown away she would be?
That no, well, I don't know.
You know how canceled she would be?
That would be... Like, would all be of us, like, all the people that are, like, on the fence. Like, oh, I like Beyonce, but, like... They were like, nope.
Ain't no way. I can't see it.
It would be a lot. It would be like a big war on Twitter. Like people. Like,
yeah, it'll be a war.
Like people like Beyonce's canceled, and people like no, she made a mistake. That's why she. That's why she'll do no interviews.
She don't.
That's why she'll talk about nothing. Shit. Like, but like, go to a Beyonce. Like,
no interviews, please.
We go to a Barack Obama fundraiser, and then like smile like, oh, I don't really like Hillary, but I'll go.
Right.
Because I definitely don't want this guy reading winning.
Right. I mean, so, that's how a lot of people felt.
Hey, that would so I guess the question.
That's real. Like that's
the
how
question
a lot of
is:
people felt.
Would you have rather Hillary be president right now?
I don't know. Would it be better? I would have to compare policies or ideas, but I don't know.
I think I would have rather her be president. So my thing since 2015, when I knew Hillary was going to announce. And
see, I was a Bernie supporter, so it was just like...
So I was looking to see how well he would do, but I knew the minute he couldn't win the South, I knew he wasn't gonna win. Because the South and the black folk, if you can't convince the black folk in the South to vote for you, like, so when I was like, you're not, like, the logistics are just not in your corner. Because, like, she won South Carolina definitively. So I'm like, whatever. Policy-wise, I knew what she stood for. I'm like, but this man is crazy.
And his support... I voted for Hillary. I'm like, bruh.
His
we
supporters,
cannot have him here.
His supporter... And, like, there was a tweet I shared from 2 years ago before the election happened. From, like, Game of Thrones. There was, like, this scene where, like, this woman takes off this, like, necklace and she becomes, like, this old, decrepit person. And someone was like, that's what America's going to look like in 4 years if Trump becomes president. Bruh. And it's like... Yeah, because we've been 1 year and so much has happened,
and it's just like we barely even have a cabinet.
Right, people like leaving every second.
Like that is not a good sign, guys.
It's just like ridiculous. So, and again, Kanye, because this is so real. The fact that he's like legitimizing or like saying like, "Oh, I still support him." After we gave him, like, a chance, like, okay, he needs to get on his meds or, like, figure out his, like, life and, like, maybe he's not feeling right.
Yeah, like, you know.
We gave you a chance with your blonde hair when you took a picture. Maybe you weren't in the right frame of mind. Now you going on Twitter doing all this controversy. Controversy. It's like, no, we tried. And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean... I feel like I don't even care anymore. It's like, just hurry up. Just hurry up with these 4 years. Kanye, just sit down.
Yeah. So, I think this should be like a bonus for this week.
Yeah, I think we're just going to leave this as a bonus episode because coming from Kanye to talk about 90s is a bit of a stretch. So, yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Tune in on Monday for our 90s nostalgia episode, which has been taking forever to come, but we've been thinking about y'all.
Things have been happening.
Yeah, like this is like a Kanye APB. And so follow us on Facebook at Drinking With Blurreds, follow us on Twitter at Drinking W Blurreds, and we have a blog at drinkingwithblurreds.com. Thank you all so much for your support. We look forward to having you back next time. Thank you.